Welcome to the Americana Bistro Grill Unity Special. I'm your host, Roberto Alvarez Galloso, serving you the best as we have always had since 2014. And now we're serving with the AG News Show. And we have here from Key West, we're doing a lot of interviews from Key West, which is one of our favorite places, with Chris Ream and Danny Hoy, which for me, they, along with Brian, symbolize what is the real Key West, which I can't go this way because of problems beyond my control. But since I have been unable to go to Key West, even though I live near Chrome Avenue, I want to thank Chris and Danny, as well as Brian, for bringing Key West to the Kendall, Homestead, Florida City, and Chrome Avenue area until we can gradually go there.
Fantastic. I used to live in Kendall.
Yeah.
I lived in Kendall for about 5 years, right off of Kendall Drive and 107th Avenue.
Mm-hmm. I live close by between 104. I live around 147th Avenue, and I just simply take 80 to Kendall Drive, go to Chrome Avenue, and then poof, I'm in the Keys. But
yep, you're out. Yeah.
So I'm right there. I just wanted to bring up the reason why I have been inviting you here is that, given the fact that most artists have been having problems because of the things that are beyond our control. I wanted you to talk about your quarantine lockdown concerts that you've been giving in Key West. I've been seeing a lot of it in the boats and everything. You actually bring the Key West flavor to all of us. How did you get the idea?
Well, the thing is, we've been doing live concerts for about 5 years. You know, I'm thinking off the top of my head that in the last 5 years we started off with Periscope when they came out, and then as soon as Facebook went to live, we started doing it with them. So this isn't actually new to us, but what's new to us is making a living off of it, because usually in the past, you know, we're just doing it for our friends and stuff, and we might get $5-$20, something like that, in a tip jar. Or we might not get anything a lot of times, but now with the pandemic, it's become something that everyone's been really chipping in and helping us out. We're really very much appreciative of it.
Yeah, we in the Americana Bistro Grill are also doing our part. We are promoting the artists so that they could get the money that for their entertainment, and so that their public can also enjoy the entertainment and not get bored being quarantined.
Oh. Yeah. Because it can be pretty damn boring.
In other words, we're helping you with the entertainment.
Thank you very much.
I don't know if I'm going to get money out of this. I could care less. My biggest thing is that the artists get the money and the publicity. That's all I want from this. The only thing I have is a PayPal and a tip jar, but we're glad that you've been able to do that. When you haven't had any of these, when you haven't had these problems, where would you do your performance of all your Key West music?
Well, you know, up until March 17th, it was funny because that was the day it all happened. And we had gotten confirmations on some other gigs like a day or two before that. And we're all set, ready to go. And we were playing, one of the places we've been playing at for, I think, 4 years now is Rick's. And we played Rick's every Tuesday, and we started playing, and everything was going great. We had a good afternoon going, and then the rumors started. Yeah, then the rumors started, and the manager came over, and he asked us, "Hey, could you guys play an extra hour today?" We said, "Yeah, sure, no problem. We're having a great time." And but as it turned out, when we finished playing at 5 o'clock, they closed the place down solid.
They closed every place.
Every place, yeah. And all the gigs that we had lined up, they were all out the window. But yeah, we've been playing there. We've been playing at Lucy's. Lucy's is a new venue for us. We've been playing there, and that's been going very well. We've been playing
Willie T's
once and twice a week, depending on the week. 1 week we play one time, the other week we play twice. We also play Two Friends Patio Restaurant. On and off, and those are regular ones. And then on and off, you know, we're playing Conquer Public Seafood or Blue Heaven. Yeah, we played a few Blue Heaven gigs in the last, before the 17th. So, yeah, who am I forgetting? We play up at Boondocks once a month or so, and we play up at Negro Mama's once or twice a month. That they're a little bit further up the Keys, mile marker 20 and 28 and a half, I think it is. But those are the places we've been playing at as of late.
Okay, how's been Key West faring? I haven't been in Key West since last year, because I usually go every year during the Key West Singer-Songwriter Festival to see you, and also I go to the Key Largo Original Music Festival. How has Key West and the Florida Keys been faring?
Well, you know, it's a ghost town. There's nothing open. Actually, the restaurants are open for takeout, which I think is everywhere.
Yeah, we have the same here.
Yeah, but I mean, there's no place where you can go sit down and hang out, because, you know, that's a danger zone. So, you know, we're just hanging in there, and these concerts that we're doing are getting us by.
Yeah, and it's, for me, it's a pleasure and an honor promoting your concerts in Facebook Live, and also promoting them in my blog, as well as this interview. I can also imagine if you had any future albums that you're going to, I don't know if you were going to record any future albums, but I probably think that that's probably been postponed until later on after everything is taken care of.
Yeah, we have to make money.
Chris has a fairly new album.
Yeah, I have a new album that was released a couple of months ago called All the Best from Key West. And that's available from any supplier, whoever you get. Just look up Key West Chris, and it's in there. All the Best from Key West, like iTunes or Amazon or whoever, CD Baby, whoever you get your downloads from, they'll have it.
I have to get the album, but before I get the album, what inspired you to record it?
Oh, well, it's what I do. the biggest drawback for me in recording is financial. I mean, I'd be recording all day, all year long if I had the resources. But this album took a couple of years to put together just because of finances. Because, you know, every time you go in there, you're dropping a few hundred bucks, and and that's it's worth it. Don't get me wrong, because the people that we had on that album are top notch people. The producers, top notch. Everybody played on it is top notch. I have no regrets. It's just, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, it costs money to do, and that's why it took a little while. But the end results are, We've gotten fabulous reviews. I mean, just incredible reviews. I mean, everyone's like floored by the album. So that's really nice to see that we got the good reviews.
Yeah. And in the future, I can imagine you're going to be doing some videos from the album too. Because I've seen you and Chris perform not only live, but I've also seen both of you in the quarantine lockdown concert. And you're like out of this world. When I'm not happy, I always end up having a smile on the face when you two are together doing these quarantine concerts, or when you were live.
Thank you.
Will you make a video of all of this, or?
Yeah, because this last week we played. We have a friend of ours who has a 47-foot catamaran, and we played on their boat on the outside in the harbor, and it was just. The first one, we didn't have any amplification. It was okay. It wasn't really, the audibility of it could have been better. The second time we got our amps in there, and it sounded really good.
It sounded very professional.
Yeah. We had a lot of compliments on it.
Great. Well, before we leave, how can people get your albums or even see you in the quarantine lockdown concerts?
Well, for now, if you want to check out our music, you go to theshantyhounds.com. That's our website. And that usually carries our schedule, which we're going to eventually update. Because right now we don't have any live venues to play. But when we play out when we play on Facebook, it'll be either on Chris's page or my page. So you know if you can, and then we'll post it in different groups and everything. So we're trying to get that out there, live streaming concerts, because we don't want to endanger anybody. We're not trying to have a crowd or have a lot of people show up where we are.
We don't need that. We don't need that. But
I want to put some of those on our website too.
Yeah.
So that people can see them after the fact.
Yeah, when we finish here and I publish the interview, I'll be publishing it on my WordPress. We'll be mentioning shantyhounds.com, And if you have any like PayPal or Vimeo or anything that you want to mention, go ahead and mention it, and we'll take it from there.
Okay, just a heads up, it's the address is theshantyhounds.com. That's great. The T-H-E in front of it. We're one of the bands. We're kind of like the Rolling Stones, the Beatles.
I know.
The Shantyhounds.
I know. I've heard you, and I fell in love with your music a long time ago. Even my wife, Marilia, loves your music, too.
Thanks so much. So, she's wonderful.
But the shantyhounds.com, but do you have any other like tip jars like PayPal or Venmo? Or
yeah, Venmo? We have PayPal and Venmo. My PayPal is paypal.me/DannyHoyMusic. And my Venmo is also Danny Hoy Music, and I share with Chris.
Yeah. Whoever goes in one gets split.
I'll just take it from the Facebook page so we could publish it, and then hope that we get a lot of people to donate to you.
And, thank you.
For me, you're going to go far with the quarantine lockdown concerts, because many people. I'm trying to not mention the word coronavirus, because what I'm trying to do is that. Given today's tension, I've been seeing a lot of tension. I don't know about Key West, but I'm in Miami. I haven't gone out of Kendall. I'm here in Kendall doing my shopping, the whole bit. But outside of Kendall, the last time I was in Miami was about 3 weeks ago. No, 2 weeks ago, when everything started to explode. I saw a lot of tension, a lot of hatred, because many things were canceled and many people were getting very angry, and not depressed but angry, and I was afraid that we could have big problems. So what we need now is not hatred, not anger. We need to channel it into love. We need to channel it into unity. That's why we're rebroadcasting all of the quarantine lockdown concerts that we could get our hands on, especially those of artists that we love a lot. And instead, since everybody has already doing quarantine lockdown concerts, we're calling the Americana Bistro Grill show the Americana Bistro Grill Unity Special, because we want unity with through music.
Absolutely.
And I'm not only are you always invited to star and come here and even play your music, I'm also inviting every artist that you know in Key West, including Brian Fields. He has an invitation. I sent him one, but if you see him, tell him he has an invitation. If you also know any other Key West artists, they're more than welcome. Because right now, more than ever, we need unity and happiness through music, in the hope that we get through this crisis via music, and that music will continue the peace. And on top of that, we have to continue great music from Key West and great indie music, because the music is great. And it needs to be preserved, because it's pure Americana music. For me, Danny, and Chris, it was great talking with you. One day, when all of this disappears somewhat, I'm going to go back to Key West. We're going to talk with you. We're going to see you in concert with the shantyhounds.com. If we could do another interview, if not, I'm just going to go there to chill out and forget everything. Because it's your music. It is your music and the music of other indie artists that have kept America going. And it is going to keep America going in spite of what the experts and politicians say. It is the musicians and the music that keeps us going and keeps us with the desire to rebuild. And the rest is the rest.
You. Thank you.
I'll be saying goodbye to you separately, but I'm going to be saying goodbye to everybody here.
Okay.
For everybody here, from the heart of Kendall to every place else, this is Roberto Alvarez Galloso of the Americana Bistro Grill Unity Concert, Unity Show, saying peace in, peace out, and peace everywhere. And in the words of Laura Marie, that great famous Texas singer-songwriter, be love. I am issuing a challenge right now to everyone who's listening to me, even the artists. Be love by practicing love. Thank you, and have a great day.